Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Mary, Marianne, and Anne. Ordinary names sometimes make out-of-the-ordinary songs. It's part of the way songwriters reinvent the familiar, and songs with names in the title often found receptive listeners.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Songs that say I love you, how much I love you, how pretty you are, and that's why I love you so much. What could be more common? But if we're going to hear how playful and inventive some of these songs can be, maybe we ought to start with something common. The Paragon Ragtime Orchestra, with a vocal by Bernadette Berkle, with Mary's a Grand Old Name, and Cliff Edwards with Mary Ann.
My mother's name was Mary. She was so good and true. Because her name was Mary, she called me Mary too. She wasn't gay or airy, but plain as she could be.
Up in the sky, seems to wink as we go by. Mary Ann, Mary Ann. All the daisies in the dell seem to know, but they won't tell. Mary Ann, Mary Ann. And every little rosebud bloom in the heather seems to whisper, go on, get together. I can't wait until the time when we'll hear the church bells chime. I'll be yours and you'll be mine, Mary Ann. I wake up thinking of you, Mary Ann. You're on my mind the livelong day. I must confess I love you, Mary Ann. I guess I give myself away. Every star up in the sky seems to wink as we go by. Mary Ann, Mary Ann, and all the daisies in the dell seem to know, but they won't tell. Mary Ann, Mary Ann, and every little rosebud blooming in the heather seems to whisper, go on, get together. I can't wait until the time when you hear the church bells chime. I'll be yours and you'll be mine, Mary Ann.
The Paragon Ragtime Orchestra with George M. Cohan's 1906 Mary's a Grand Old Name, and Cliff Edwards with Benny Davis and Abner Silver's Mary Ann. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Each love song occupies a particular spot, somewhere between first meeting and happy or unhappy ending. It doesn't take much to figure out where a song fits. You can even jump as far back as an Irish immigrant girl from the second half of the 19th century. By 1889, her dress is stylish, her parlors neat and clean, and the fire burns bright as the family gathers round. Within a year, she'll marry her own true love, and she moves into the American mainstream. William Bolcom and Joan Morris, Little Annie Rooney.
A winning way, a pleasant smile, dressed so neat but quite in style. Nary chaff your time to while has little Annie Rooney. Every evening, rain or shine, I make a call twixt 8 and 9 on her who shortly will be mine, little Annie Rooney. She's my sweetheart, I'm her beau. She's my Annie, I'm her Joe. Soon we'll marry, never to part. Little Annie Rooney is my sweetheart. Small but neat and clean, and set with taste so seldom seen. And you can bet the household queen is little Annie Rooney. The fire burns cheerfully and bright as a family circle round each night we form, and everyone's delight is little Annie Rooney. She's my sweetheart, I'm her beau. She's my Annie, I'm her Joe. Soon we'll marry, never to part. Little Annie Rooney is my sweetheart. The happy time is drawing near. I'll wed the one I love so dear, little Annie Rooney. My friends declare I'm in a jest. Until the time comes, we'll not rest. But one who knows its value best is little Annie Rooney. She my sweetheart, I'm her beau. She's my Annie,
Joan Morris with William Bolcom at the piano, Michael Nolan's 1889, Little Annie Rooney. The melting pot required that you cast off a culture, all those things that made you foreign. It offered you something you wanted more than anything, but it also exacted a price. You saw it in Annie Rooney. You also see it in the educated young teacher described by the man who loves her. Mick Maloney, with such an education, has my Mary Ann.
My Mary Ann's a teacher in a great big public school. She gets $1,000 every year. She has charge of all the children. You'd never find a fool, for Mary gives them all the proper steer. For she studied Greek and Latin, real French and Timbuktu, yes, German, Spanish, Turk and Hindustan, sweet Portuguese and Irish and Jerusalem Hebrew. Such an education has my Mary Ann. She's a darling, she's a daisy, she's a sweetheart, she's a lamb. You should hear her play on the piano. Such an education has my Mary Ann. My Mary Ann's a lady, no contemptible coquette. When I meet her, sure, my heart goes in a dream. She's thoroughly conversant with the art of etiquette. At cards, she'd beat old Hoyle himself a game. Oh, she'd play you whist or cribbage, 45s or casino, and she'd deal the cards just like a gambler man. At poker or pinochle, sake or pedro, such an education has my Mary Ann. She's a darling, she's a daisy, she's a sweetheart, she's a lamb. You should hear her play on the piano. Such an education has my Mary Ann. My Mary Ann's a dancer in the art of terpsichore. You should hear her forward four and allemand. She'd break up all the lumber that you'd lay down on the floor. Such a heavy stepper is my Mary Ann. Oh, she'd dance you the mazurka, a polka or quadrille, a reel or jig or shuffle in the sand. Shottish or the German, oh, you could not keep her still. Such an education has my Mary Ann. She's a darling, she's a daisy, she's a sweetheart, she's a lamb. You should hear her play on the piano. Such an education has my Mary Ann. She's a darling, she's a daisy, she's a sweetheart, she's a lamb. You should hear her play on the piano. Such an education has my Mary Ann.
From 1878, Mick Maloney with David Bram and Ned Harrigan's Such an Education Has My Mary Ann. What most interests me about these songs, in addition to their likability, is the way something as simple as a light Tin Pan Alley tune reflects what's happening in the country. Settling the continent was a complicated business, and we all have a head full of history about presidents and pioneers. But think about finding a wife and starting a farm and family and building a town. Many years later, Harry Chapin told one part of the story in Mail Order Annie.
first I did not think it could be you. But you're the only one that got off the train. So you must be my wife, Miss Annie Halsey. I must be your husband. Yes, I'm Harry Crane. Mail order Annie. Never mind your crying. Your tears are sweet rain in my empty life. Mail order Annie. Can't you see I'm trying to tell you that I'm come to be my wife. You know you're not as pretty as I dreamed you'd be, but then I'm not no handsome fancy dame. And out here looks really not important. What's inside a woman when she's up against the land? Mail order Annie, never mind your crying. Your tears are sweet rain in my empty life. Mail order Annie, can't you see I'm trying to tell you that I'm you're here, you are the woman who's come to be my wife. You know it's not no easy life you're entering. The winter wind comes whistling through the cracks there in the sod. You'll know you'll never have too many neighbors. There's you, babe, and there's me, and there's God. You know I'm just a dirt man from the North Dakota plains. You're one girl from the city who's been thrown out on her own. And I'm standing here not sure of what to say to you, except in mail order and it lets you and me go home. Sweet rain, my empty life. Mail order Annie, can't you see I'm trying to tell you that I'm glad you're here. You are the woman who's come to be my wife.
From 1973, Harry Chapin with his own Mail Order Annie. In the years before the 1920s, women began to assert their independence. They did it more flamboyantly in the 20s, but they started before World War I. Young women pushed against the restrictions that had shaped their lives. They were restless and ambitious in songs that depicted life in the teens, one from 1917 and another from 1957, but set in 1912. Eddie Morton, Come Out of the Kitchen, Mary Ann, and Robert Preston in The Music Man, In Pursuit of Marion the Librarian.
But she worked hard all day, washing dishes till she had wishes to star in a photoplay. One day Mary fell asleep, it seems. Mary had some very pleasant dreams. She dreamt a fairy came to her that day, and she thought she heard it say, come out of the kitchen, Mary, darling. Come out of the kitchen, Mary Ann. Why waste your time cooking Irish stew when Deirdre Barrow, Mary Pickford will step aside for you? How would you like to be starred with Charlie Chaplin? Your picture pasted on each garbage can. It's a cinch, there's nothing to do. Just let them kick you black and blue. Come out of the kitchen, Mary Ann. Come out of the kitchen, Mary, darling. Come out of the kitchen, Mary Ann. Girls like you were never made to work. All you need is a different face. You look like Minnie Burke. How would you like to be kissed by Douglas Fairbanks? Have Francis Bushman love you like he can. Dressed up like the luscious arrest, imagine being paid for that. Come out of the kitchen, Mary Ann.
Librarian, what can I do, my dear, to catch your ear? I love you madly, madly, Madam Librarian. Marion, heaven help us if the library caught on fire and the volunteer hose brigade men had to whisper the news to Marion. Madam Librarian, what can I do, my dear, to make it clear? I need you badly, badly, Madam Librarian. Marion, if I stumbled and I busted my whatchamacallit, I could lie on your floor unnoticed till my body had turned to carrion. Madam Librarian, now in the moonlight a man could sing it. In the moonlight, and a fellow would know that his darling had heard every word of his song with the moonlight helping along. But when I try in here to tell you, dear, I love you madly, madly, Madam Librarian. Marion, it's a long lost cause I can never win, for the civilized world accept as unforgivable sin any talking out loud with any librarian such as Marion. Madam Librarian.
Eddie Morton come out of the kitchen, Mary Ann, and Robert Preston, Marion the librarian. During those years, there was a great movement of young men and women from small towns to big cities. Songs from the time traded in nostalgia for home, family, and sweetheart. But here's a comic twist on this familiar subject, perhaps because it comes from 1921, when the movement and the songs were winding down. It comes near the end of the story. Eddie Cantor with Bill Gorman, Eddie Gorman, and Harry Ross's Anna in Indiana. Eddie Cantor, Anna in Indiana. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. There's no direction these songs can't go in. The names and all their variants, from Annabelle to Maria, are hooks to hang an attitude on. Familiarity breeds affection, and off the songs go in their own lively direction. It may be something as unlikely as a lesson in grabbing all you can to a proposal in the form of a polka. Peggy O'Neill, Mercenary Mary, and David Daniels, Will You Marry Me Tomorrow, Mariah?
Stop the mistake with my hair in the little gray. marry me tomorrow, Mariah? Will you marry me tomorrow, Mariah? Your ma thinks I'm unsightly, your pa insults me nightly, but tell them both politely to jump in the lake. I will have no dilly-dallying, Mariah. I will have no shilly-shallying, Mariah. Don't wait until tomorrow, Mariah. But get dressed up in your bombazine and go to the church in the village green. Mariah, I can't wait to marry you. You will be a right bewitching bride when you're standing by my side with a ring upon your finger to tell the world you're mine. I will be as nervous as a fool, like a new boy at a school. Like as not, you'll squeeze my hand and I'll be fine. I will be as nervous as a fool, like a new boy at a school. Like as not, you'll squeeze my hand and I'll be fine. I will have no dilly-dallying, Mariah. I will have no shilly-shallying, Mariah. Don't wait until tomorrow, Mariah. But get dressed up in your bombazine and go to the church in the village green. Mariah, I can't wait to marry you. Don't wait until tomorrow, Mariah. Mariah, I can't wait to marry you.
Peggy O'Neill with Con Conrad and William B. Friedlander's Mercenary Mary, and David Daniels with Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein's Will You Marry Me Tomorrow, Mariah. Despite the use of such familiar names, some of these songs have an angle or outlook or use of language that makes them distinctive, even a little offbeat. Again, each song occupies a single spot along the way, just not in the way you might predict. Ian Whitcomb, I'm Shy, Mary Ellen, I'm Shy, and Billy Murray and Gladys Rice, Marion, You'll Soon Be Marrying Me.
I courted Mary Ellen for 14 solid years, but she made me blush when she one night boldly said to me, "You've never kissed me once, John, though I'd like you to," she sighed. "Why don't you call me pretty names?" I hung my head and cried. I'm shy, Mary Ellen, I'm shy. Oh, it does seem so naughty, oh my. Kissing is lovely, I've often heard say, but just how to do it, I don't know the way. So you put your arm round my waist, I promise I won't scream or cry. And you do the kissing and cuddling instead, 'cause I'm shy, Mary Ellen, I'm shy.
Merrily,
wedding time,
don't need a thing for me.
Dearie, won't you hand
to change, for I can't wait until I make you mine. Marianne, stop tarrying, come on and be my bride, dear.
Just wait a little longer for waiting. This love grows stronger.
Here's the ring and everything. Just let me see you smile.
Ooh, I know I'll be awfully nervous, but don't be
Marianne, you'll be carrying the sweetest bunch of roses.
But there is something you must do.
What must I do?
You must find a little tunnel
where we can watch our little garden grow. Marianne, you'll soon be marrying me. I wait a year.
Yes, my dear, it will soon be near.
Think of all the happiness in store for you and me.
Promise me you'll stay home at night with us, spring and fall.
Oh, I'll be right there to help take care. 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's all.
Folks are all awaiting for the happy day. When we come a-walking down the aisle, they'll say, what a happy bridegroom, what a happy bride. I will feel so proud when you are by my side. When the preacher asks me, do I love you true? I will say emphatically, yes, indeed I do. Then you say, my children, when you honor and obey, what a funny thing to ask us on our wedding day.
And this is my mother, dear, you see.
Yes, keep her dear, but keep her far away from me. Marianne, you'll soon be marrying me.
Marry me.
Ian Whitcomb with Charles Ridgewell and George Stevens, 1910, I'm Shy, Mary Ellen, I'm Shy. And Billy Murray and Gladys Rice with George B. McConnell, Nelson Ingham, Charles Smith, and Frank Kenzel's 1920, Marion, You'll Soon Be Marrying Me. Even in the 20s, people intended to get married. You roared and jazzed through your flapper years, but then you settled down. In the midst of 5'2" and Ain't She Sweet, we also had a surprising number of songs about getting married. Here's a song about getting married and having a cozy nest of your own, a nest for a flapper. Al Friedman's orchestra, Building a Nest for Mary.
Best, building a nest for Mary.
Al Friedman's orchestra with Jesse Greer and Billy Rose's 1929 Building a Nest for Mary. The familiarity of the names makes the young women in the songs easy to love, but it also makes them desirable friends and companions. One way or another, they elicit a closeness of feeling. Of course, there may be more to it than that, especially during Prohibition and the state of her father's cellar. Van and Schenck, All the Boys Love Mary, and Max Morath, Let's Go Around to Mary Ann's.
Reenie is captivating, Eenie is fascinating. Gay Babette is such a sly coquette, while sweet Marie is such a dear little pet. And little Mary Brown is the homeliest girl in the town. All the boys love Mary, they follow her around, chase and roll around. Beanie, Beanie, Babette and Marie are crying, what's the matter with me? All the boys love Mary, if you could see her face you'd wonder why. But they ain't got what Mary's got, a daddy with a cellar full of you know what. All the boys love Mary, come into the ride. Meanie is athletic, Jeannie is sympathetic. Gay Babette and Dolphin, quite a champ, while sweet Marie's boy can roll a ride like a van. And little Mary Brown is a sight in the handsomest gown. All the boys love Mary, they used to be content with half of 1%. Beanie, Beanie, Babette and Marie are serving nothing stronger than me. All the boys love Mary, they love her more when they are feeling dry. They come in pairs from everywhere. Mary winks and leads them down the cellar stairs. All the boys love Mary, coming to the ride. They come in pairs from everywhere. Mary winks and leads them down the cellar stairs.
Sunday night in yours, nothing to do on the outside, nothing to do indoors. They even shut the movies as soon as it gets dark. They chase the couples in off the stoops and then they lock the park. But there's one place, if you can find your way, and just as soon as the drugstore shuts, you'll hear somebody say, let's all go around to Mary Ann's and tickle a tune upon the piano. There's something nice, always on the ice, and you don't have to ask her twice to get a Coca-Cola. Her front door has never known a lock. It's always standing open and you never have to knock. Nobody knows what time it is, the hands are off the clock, so you never get home until morning around at Mary Ann's. Nobody knows what time it is, the hands are off the clock, or you never get
till morning around at Mary Ann's.
From 1920, Van and Schenck with their own All the Boys Love Mary, and Max Morath with Harry Carroll and Ballard McDonald's Let's Go Around to Mary Ann's. I'm not sure why, but these names conjure up youthful associations as well. But they do. A ragtime song that relies on a popular kind of doll. An implicitly Irish number that finds its footing in a comic strip. But through it all, we're singing songs to the Marys and Anns we love. The Nighthawks with a vocal by Joe Sanders, Little Orphan Annie, and Nancy Wilson with Raggedy Ann.
Dollhouse close beside my bed. Beneath her window every night the boy would say, "My Raggedy Ann, come out when you can. Your Raggedy Andy has a plan. Still break of day. Dumbbell, she could take a prize. But when it comes to ragtime, she can knock 'em dead.
The Nighthawks and Joe Sanders with Sanders and Gus Kahn's 1928 Little Orphan Annie, and Nancy Wilson with Jerome Kern and Ann Caldwell's 1923 Raggedy Ann. From dolls and comic strips to the daughter of a bootlegger, the familiar names recur in out-of-the-ordinary popular songs. Andrew Croucher's the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's fascinating rhythm.
Long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program, or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.